You are now standing in front of the model of the town, where you can identify a number of buildings that coexisted with the wall between the 13th and the 18th century. In addition to the constructions within the town walls, there were other elements essential for the development of the town, such as the water of the main canal and the moats and ravines that surrounded the town. Within the town walls, one may highlight buildings, such as the bell tower, El Fadri, the new town hall, the main church, the churches of San Miguel, Sangre, and Sant Nicolau, the convents of the Clarisse nuns, the Augustinians, and the Capuchins nuns, the cavalry barracks, the Yotcha, etc. You can see in the map the layout of the wall that you will visit later. You can also see how the wall, the towers, and the entrance gates of the fortified area of the town were at that time, according to the descriptions of the engineer Juan Baptista Antonelli, in 1563. Archaeological remains of the defensive system of the medieval town were found under this place. The Tower of Migdia, the map of which is outlined on the pavement of the square, was discovered during the archaeological excavations of 2013. Here you can see the thickness of the wall and the polygonal-shaped plan of the tower. There are two more elements, a pillar with a starling shape in the middle of the moat, and a wall at the southern end that could be another pillar or abutment of a drawbridge, or, on the other hand, the archaeological remains of an unprotected tower of the Mediodía entrance gate. This entrance was used to bridge the gap between the access to the town and the surrounding moat, which was more than 3 meters deeper than the town. These remains, along with those of the Tower of San Pere, that you will visit later, constitute undoubtedly the largest and most significant discovery of the medieval wall of Castillo. The archaeological remains of the tower raise many questions. What was the defensive system of the town like? What were the gates and other accesses like? And this square, was it important at that time? How did people get to the town? What roads did they use? Let's talk a little bit about it. The urbanism of the area was conditioned by the access roads to the town from Borriana, or from the sea, the Bay de la Mar road, to access the Grau jetty. The main canal that crosses the area had also an important role in the urbanism of the town. The panoramic view and the landscape that one must imagine for this place involve connecting the tower, the entrance gate, the road surrounding the wall, mills like Roder Mill, or oil mills located on the canal, and roads and rows of irrigation that go towards gardens, with the trough for the cattle, and the bridge that crossed the main canal. The moat surrounded the wall of the town. Its southeast section, close to here, was channeled and covered with a stone vault in the 18th century. Today the moat is hidden in the houses at Escultor Viciano Street and Campo Amor Street, and runs under Hernán Cortés Square and the Gobernador Street. This was a broad snapshot of the history of the town without leaving the site. Let's start moving now towards Valles de Ría Square, known as Hernán Cortés Square. Here you will see that the place has been turned into a large terrace. It is marked by a plate with a number 2 on the ground.